Friends, all people need divine forgiveness for the wrongs done publicly and secretly against God and against man. Wrongdoing is called sin. We commit sin both negatively and positively. This means we sin when we desire, think, do, or say wrong things. We also do sin when we do not desire, think, do, or say the good things. This involves our hearts, minds, tongues, and physical abilities. Christ taught believers that they must always ask God to forgive their sins. Forgiveness of sin was planned and accomplished by a divine initiative to satisfy God's perfect justice. So, Christ accomplished this redemption, offering us full and free forgiveness. This expressed His unreserved, self-giving love. Christ's new commandment is to love as He does, His self-giving love. Forgiveness transforms believers in Christ to live a new life. Christ's golden teaching on forgiveness is given in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. In the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught forgiveness. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And Jesus added, For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Friends, later on in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, the Apostle Peter asked Jesus, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times. Jesus responded with a parable about 2 servants. One owed his master a huge sum of money. The other owed an insignificant amount to the deeply indebted person. In Jesus' parable, the deeply indebted servant was about to lose everything to his master because he could not pay, so he fell on his knees, imploring him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. The kindness, mercy, and forgiving nature of the master towards his heavenly indebted servant is spectacular. Although the servant begged only for more time to repay, the master released him and forgave him the debt altogether. It seems that the debt was too huge for that servant to repay, even if his master had given him more time. Jesus' parable points to the terribly unforgiving attitude of that forgiven servant. Coming out from meeting his master, he encountered his poor fellow servant who owes him a very small sum. The forgiven servant's behavior contrasts sharply. Seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, Pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. Yet he refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. Friends, in Jesus' parable, other servants witnessed the whole affair. They were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. Jesus concludes, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." So the point is clear. Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus' answer shows that in his kingdom, we are all undeserving sinners who enjoy his immeasurable mercy and forgiveness. If we truly belong to him, our conduct must spring from humble attitudes. It must be shaped after his richly merciful and forgiving style. Friends, in Jesus' parable, all the servants belong to the same gracious, patient, and forgiving master. He forgave an undeserving servant the heaviest possible debt. We are each that servant. Our huge debt to our holy Creator, Redeemer, is our own tremendous personal load of sin, of heart, mind, tongue, and deed. In no way could any of us do what is needed to relieve ourselves of that mounting, heavy debt of our own sins. In the Lord Jesus' prayer, the sign of truly knowing God's gracious forgiveness of our own sins is to forgive others. Forgiveness of our sins by God required that His justice be satisfied by the shedding of blood of a perfect sacrifice. Jesus offered Himself. No other human or religious effort suffices. Jesus concluded His parable, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Without forgiveness of others, we cannot experience divine forgiveness. The apostles taught the same. We read in the 4th chapter of the epistle to the Ephesians, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." Hallelujah.